Jennifer Gotti and Callan White had at least two things in common before meeting. Both had recurring roles on soap operas during the 1980s and 90s, and many years later, both needed to be convinced by their partners to move to Asheville.
I did come kicking and screaming. It's like, I don't want to leave LA. My friends are here. You know, my work's been here.
Before she and her husband moved 15 years ago, White had more than two dozen screen credits to her name, including five seasons during the 1980s on the daytime soap opera Loving.
Well, wouldn't you rather wait for your husband at home in case there's any problem or...
Mother, there's no problem, really. I am just interested in how the meeting went. I trust Dane completely.
Oh, I didn't mean that you didn't, darling.
We decided that we didn't really want our children growing up in Los Angeles. By the time my son was seven, he was in a Hummer limo more times for a birthday party than I've ever been in a limo, even as a soap star. So I went, this is not normal.
Gotti was still a teenager when she landed recurring roles in the 1980s, first on Search for Tomorrow and then on Guiding Light. In the mid-90s, she had a string of appearances on The Young and the Restless.
Josh will give you a tour of Henderson.
Please, don't mention tour. I could be touring the Aegean. Look, go ahead and do whatever you have to do, Mother. Just pretend I am not even here.
I just got very, very lucky. I mean, that kind of stuff doesn't happen. And so, of course, I had this false sense of like, oh, it's really easy. I was an unemployed actress at the age of 15.
Oh, dear.
Despite the parallel tracks of their early careers and paths to Asheville, White and Gotti are only appearing together on stage for the first time now, holding the only roles in NC Stage's production of The Roommate. Gotti plays a woman running from a mysterious past who finds her way to small-town Iowa. There, she rents a room from a woman played by White. This is a scene early in their cohabitation. White's character speaks first.
I guess everyone just wants to start over, just burn it all down and start over.
Do you?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, you said everyone, so don't you?
I guess I do, sometimes.
Maybe you already did when you retired from your marriage.
No, that didn't feel like a glorious blaze. It feels, well, it felt very sad and very cold. And then there was nobody to talk to in the morning. He retired before I did, actually, from the marriage. But he didn't tell me that, so I had to find out for myself.
We understand the life of a journeyman actor, but also we had a mutual respect for each other's work ethic and craft. Because you never know till you start working with somebody, like how we are going to work together. But we just work really, really well together.
We just dove right in and trusted each other, and I've never felt safer being on stage with somebody, especially in a two-hander. I mean, I just know that she's there, she knows that I'm there, and we hold each other up, and it's a lovely, lovely thing.
Living in Asheville hasn't hindered Gotti's screen career. She appeared in one show or another every year throughout the 2010s, including a supporting role throughout the two seasons of the HBO series Vice Principals. Early in the pandemic, White joined the theater faculty at Western Carolina University. Both actresses say they now approach stage and screen work from points of passion rather than pressure.
If you don't have to do it, you can say no when you want. It doesn't define you, but it is a part of your heart. It is something that you love to give to other people. So, yeah, I'm cool.
You know, there have been periods in my life in Asheville where I thought, well, can I just walk away from acting? And no, that's not happening. I think I'm working more because I'm here. Yeah. It's made me, I think, a more well-rounded human being. I think it's made me a better person. I know I'm a better actor because of it.
Like most stage performers in this community, White and Gotti are working gig by gig. So despite their wealth of stage and screen credits, neither has a performance to look forward to on the near horizon. Both say they're fine with that. I'm Matt Pikin, BPR News.